Blog Talk Radio.
Miss Tammy's TKO Radio Show.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWR, DB.
What's up, everyone? You are listening to Miss Tammy's TKO Radio on eWater Radio, KEWRDB. where I will feature the hottest topics in regards to nutrition, sports, fitness, and health. Before I interview my special guest tonight, as always, a couple of shout-outs are in order. First shout-out goes to all the birthdays in October and November. Happy birthday to you. I have a lot of friends and family out there with birthdays in November. It is a popular month, let me tell you. Second shout-out goes to my friend, heavyweight champion boxer Johnny Rice, for being on my show last week. You always bring it every time. Now get on it for the next fight. Timing is everything, my friend. You heard Antonio. Better get it while it's hot. You know, you came off an amazing win. You are on fire from defeating Michael Coffey, and now it's time for Rice, baby, to get back in the ring and carry that momentum into your next fight, right? I see you putting, you know, on IG, putting in that work, you know, and being silly. But I'm waiting for you to post that next big bout so I can, you know, book my ticket and actually come watch you and support you. With my girls out there in the audience, right? Last but not least, I got to give a huge shout-out to Miss Abigail Montez. For those of you who missed out on that interview last show, you need to go back and listen to my first bilingual interview ever. And how humble she was, but also how fierce she was. Someone doesn't have to tell you how good they are. They just show up and do what they were trying to do, right? Make it happen. Go to work. And I appreciate that about her. I really do. You know, there was a lot of hype around Clarissa Shields and how she was going to break Abby's jaw on TMZ and talking about how pretty she was and I'm going to do something to her face. However, that's not the fight that we saw. No disrespect to Clarissa Shields. No disrespect at all, right? Clarissa, she's an amazing boxer, and it shows because she's got three different belts, you know, and gold medals in the Olympics. I mean, she's got two gold medals. She's two gold medals. So she has an amazing resume. However, I'm going to say again, Abby was a force to be reckoned with. And people didn't pay attention. They thought, oh, she's just going to run right through her. No, not who she worked with. She went into an amazing gym there, right? She went in and trained with Antonio. And so, you know, and they showed up with a plan, right? A plan from, you know, my friend again, Antonio, who's about to be on the show in a few. She delivered, and she carried out that mission. So I cannot wait to follow her career. You know, not only is she beautiful, you know, she's fierce, she's humble, and she can whoop on someone when she needs to. But that's my kind of friend. Congratulations, Abby. I'm so very proud of you, and I'm looking forward to having you back on my show again in the near future. As we discussed, I'll be interviewing you in Spanish, and you can interview me, or you can answer the questions in English, right? So that way we can both practice. So I see, I have an amazing host with the most, my friend out there. Shout out to my friend and producer out there, Darnell. Yeah, Abby did whoop on that. Yeah, she sure did. It's so fun to watch, you know, boxing and sports from afar. And, you know, you text your friends. I do that all the time, too. My girls in the Bay were constantly, you know, talking about the 49ers, the lack of this year. Jeez, it's been a tough year. But, yeah, we're always going back and forth about different plays and things that happen with the 49ers, you know, because we're far away from each other. And so it's always fun to have, you know, Darnell, we were watching that boxing match together from afar, as a lot of other people. My phone was blowing up. I probably had about 20 people to me during Abby and Clarissa's fight. It was just on fire and unbelievable. I'm still pumped up from that fight. If you guys did not listen or if you didn't watch that fight, first off, you need to go back and you need to Google Clarissa Shields and Abigail Montes. You need to watch that fight, watch all the hype around it, and then go back and listen to my interview and how amazing she was, how poised she was. Still is poised. She's not boasting. She's just rolling in her moment right now. So much respect and love, Abby. That was amazing. And I just can't wait to follow your career. I see my boy on the line, co-host with the most. I'm going to bring him on. Inches, you are on air. How you doing tonight?
Hi, what's up, Tammy, the one and only. The one and only Tammy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Man, blessed with the Lord, victorious of everything. Thanks to him for all first man, is the man of the man. Jesus Christ. Without him, we wouldn't be here at all.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. And for allowing him to have, you know, for not allowing him, allowing me to have this platform to for others to be lifted and on the forefront in the spotlight and showcase their amazing careers and knowledge and advice, and I just this show is a real true blessing because I have a lot of amazing people that come on my show. And you know what's crazy, Inches, is that everybody that comes on my show like ends up with a victory or something, a breakthrough or something amazing happens to every single person that comes on my show. I'm not kidding you. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
But
every time I interview someone, they win. Huh?
Yeah, that's very, very true. Like, you know, saying like, you know, we've been knowing each other for a long time when you first started your, you know, your podcast, and you know, things has been going on for so long and has been so victorious with a lot of things and people and well, wonderful people. You know, I can name you know, Nate the Great. I can name a whole bunch. You know, and I'm excited to be on because you know I have an opportunity chance to speak with Antonio because. And, you know, Antonio, oh, my God, you know, just the things that he does with clients and people that you know, that comes to his life, that comes into his world, victorious. And you know, the things that I've heard and the things that I've seen and just, you know, Antonio got it going on. He's the man of God to me with speed, power, and time. Y'all need to get his book. I'm not playing with y'all. Get his book. And get an opportunity to be with him so he can teach you and make you a better person, not far as on the field, but as in a person as itself. So I'm excited to be here. And shout out and congratulations to Abigail Montes for what she did October the 27th. Oh, my God. Hola, como está? Hola, como está? Man.
Yeah, she represented in a major, major, major way, yo. Like, it was unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And also, shout-outs to, rest in peace, Rodney. You know, I dearly miss him. The time that you know, when I co-host with you and everything, and you know, we talked to Rodney, you know, I mean, he's You know, I miss him. We always will miss him, you know. And, you know, just because of what this corona, you know, that's been doing to people, and it's been really crazy and been – this has been going crazy without this year and everything. And you know, I just want to give my time to, you know, give my shout-outs and condolences to Rodney and his wife, you know, and tell her, you know, keep your head up. You know, I know you lost someone very important, you know, and just stay strong. You know, you have friends, you know, we're your friends, you know, anytime you need to talk to Tammy, you know, her phone call is not even far away, you know. You know, far as with Nate, you know what I'm saying? You know, Nate out in Atlanta, you know, I love you, Nate. You know, if you're hearing this, Nate, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I love you, man. You know what we do, man. Come on, man. You know what we do out there. But, you know, but I'm excited for, you know, to talk to Antonio, you know, because I got a couple of questions for him, because I'm, you know, like, you know, whoever comes in his presence, it's magic, you know what I'm saying? He just do his magic, and you come victorious. So I'm excited. I'm so excited. I'm jumping out of my chair right now.
I know. He's making a fashionable appearance right now, because he is not called in yet. I'm going to kick his butt, like. But I won't kick his butt in the octagon, because I learned from our girl out there, Abby.
You can't
go into their world. Now, look, an MMA fighter going into the boxing ring, it's lights out, okay? A boxer is going to be an MMA fighter anytime in the ring, okay? But now, a boxer going into the octagon, whole other story, okay? Hands down, you know.
Hands down.
The MMA fighters get it. Yeah, hands down. And you already know the game plan. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
with boxing, it's boxing. So there's not really a too much of a game plan there. I mean, boxing, it's a chess match, right? You just got to know how to box. But with MMA, we know the game plan. Let me ask you, Inches, without you even knowing what the game plan is, if you're a boxer and you're going into the octagon with an MMA fighter, what would the strategy be for an MMA fighter to do with a professional boxer that's coming in?
Well, first of all, before I even step, I'm calling Antonio.
Good answer.
Good
answer.
To an octagon, I'm calling Antonio. I'm sorry. That's all I'm doing. That's all I got to say. Oh, and, you know, also, you know,
drop the mic.
Shout out to your daughter Tammy. Shout out to your husband. You know, I got to get that out the way, because you know that's family too. You know what I mean? Also, shout out to you know, just you know, man, like I said, I'm back on the top. I'm back on the co-host with you. You know how I do it. You know what I mean? You know how I do. I got to say everything. You know, shout out to the missus.
That's right.
You know
that's
saying?
Right.
Shout
but
out.
I got to go
you know,
back to this. I got to circle back, because you skirted the question,
okay,
but you answered the question really well. And I wish Antonio would have heard that.
Before I even step into the ring, before I step into the octagon, first, I got to go get Antonio. Second of all, I got to work with me. I got to work with, like Antonio said, speed, power, and timing. Timing is everything. Don't get it twisted, boxers. Timing is everything.
Yeah.
You're
not giving me the answer I want. Let me give you the answer, because it's killing me. Okay. First off, the answer about Antonio, absolutely. That was a great answer.
Yes. Yeah.
But the number one answer would be, if you are a professional boxer and you're going to go fight a professional MMA fighter, what you are going to do is you're definitely not going to try to – you're going to try to box them, right? That's what you're going to do if you're a boxer.
Ooh,
but an MMA fighter, what they're going to try to do is get you to the ground, because you don't know that work, right? That's a whole other skill, right? Wrestling.
That's true, because
you're
going to
try to
do, boxing,
you know, submission.
Yeah, because boxing is what? Boxing is what? Feet and hands? But –
yeah.
MMA is all around. You know, MMA,
right.
I can go left, I can go right, I can go southpaw, I can go You know, I can go North Pole, I can go East Pole, I can go West Pole, you know what I mean? You don't know what I'm going to come out with without, you know what I'm saying? But a boxer, hands and feet.
That's now it. They got two
problem.
Weapons. They got their hands.
Yeah, got
that's
two
it.
Weapons.
But with MMA, you got multiple weapons, right? You got your hands, you got your feet, you got your elbows, you got your legs, you got everything.
We're going to go proper. Let's go proper words. Motai. Let's go Motai.
Muay Thai. Yeah, there's so
Muay
many
Thai.
Different
there
forms.
Muay Thai. There you go.
You know. Motai. Woo. I was like, who's Mo?
Motai.
Who's Motai?
Exactly.
But the thing is like multiple weapons when you are dealing with MMA. So, of course, Abby played it right. She stayed to the out for her opportunity to be able to get Clarissa to the ground. Now, she got it to the ground a couple times, but was unable to accomplish it first two rounds. But got to give the first round to Clarissa. I do give the first round to Clarissa. And then, man, the last two rounds, it was just lights out.
The last two rounds, come on now.
She got her to the ground. It was go time, and she was just wailing on it. So, I mean, it was a really good fight. I thought that Clarissa actually did very well, considering, to be honest with you, compared to her first fight in the octagon.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she did brush up on the skills that she needed to wrestle and all that. She got up out of being off the ground a couple times. So much respect there. But Abby, I'm so excited for her to watch her career, grow, But it's just amazing. I'm gonna bring Ed on the line. Cameo. Ed, are you there? Hello. E-Water
Radio.
Yes,
I am. Hello.
I just wanted to bring you on.
What can I help you with?
Can I get a three-piece and some large other fries and a large shake?
How's everyone doing tonight?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing excellent.
Where can I take your order? That was funny.
I just want to get a three-piece and some fries and a large shake. I mean,
so who else am I on the line with besides Tammy?
But Sean Interest Jackson, Slam Ball's finest,
Oh, Lord. Him again.
Him again. Hey, come on, Ed. You know how you do it, man. Come on, let's get it.
Oh,
man.
My
let's
God.
Get everybody
Finally.
Out here laughing, man. You know
hey,
how we
Sean,
do it.
Last time I saw you, it was at my birthday party a couple years back.
Yes, Ed. Hey, it's great to hear your voice, Ed. You know how we do it, Ed. Come on, man.
Always got to do it right.
Always got to do it right.
I know.
You know what?
We missed you. We missed your birthday this year, man, and last year.
Exactly.
I thought we were supposed to be this darn virus, man.
Hey, I tell you like this. I'm just happy to be alive, y'all.
Well, amen.
Absolutely.
Amen for that, man.
That was my birthday present.
Yes.
You know what?
I would like to say something, being that I do have the platform for a second.
Yes.
One of our other shows, MMEO, let them know the co-producer of the show passed away on yesterday.
Wow.
So I want to send a rest in peace to Steve Stone.
Wow.
Praying for the family.
So sorry.
But like I said, so moving on.
Okay.
I heard what you guys were talking about the difference in going in the ring fighting a MMA fighter and a regular boxer. What is your approach? Is that correct?
Yes.
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 Absolutely.
What's your approach?
What I saw from the fight, me watching the fight, Abby did everything right.
Yep.
She didn't get a couple things. First of all, she didn't get caught up into the hype of the fight, for one.
Yes.
Right.
Second, she thought of one thing. I'm not a boxer. I'm an MMA fighter.
Yes.
I'm fighting a boxer, so let me take her out of her comfort zone.
There it
and
is.
She took her out of her comfort zone, and if anyone that wants to fight, notice that Clarissa was like a fish out of water.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, because she was swinging and wasn't connecting.
No, nothing. It wasn't like a normal person that says, I'm an MMA fighter, she's a world champion boxer, so I'm a boxer and I'm going to beat her at her own game. Not going to happen.
No.
No, she stayed to the outside for a reason, because when you box, when you're fighting a boxer that's really good, you're not going to sit there and try to be aggressive and walk into a punch and get knocked out, right? You're going to stay to the outside. You're going to wait for your opportunity. She did everything right. She was waiting for the opportunity to get her to the ground and go to work, because you cannot outbox a boxer when you're an MMA fighter. I mean, unless you're a horrible boxer, right? And that's a whole different story. But you're just not going to – it's just not the game plan. It's never the game plan. Everybody knows that. That's not like a secret.
Yeah.
That's a given, right? But Abby was – what I loved about her is that she was so calm, cool, collected. She had no words, humble. She's like, no, I just want to go in there and practice everything I've been learning. You know, cool, calm, cool, and collected. Whereas Clarissa was like going off. And one thing that I thought was kind of silly is that she went and she took it to Twitter and she Googled her name and started calling everybody out that was talking about her. And I was like, really? I mean, you're a world renowned, you know, boxer, and you're going to do that? Like, go that route? Come on. Come on.
I think, honestly, I think her pride was hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah,
I mean, but she did have good boxing etiquette and sportsmanship, I would say.
Oh, yeah, without a
doubt.
Right
after the fight, you know, I respected the fact that she was smiling and talking, you know, to Abby and congratulating her after the fight. I respect that. See, what I don't like is when boxers, you know, lose or MMA fighters lose and they start talking smack and they don't want to shake somebody's hand. Now, that to me is wrong. And I used to love Deontay Wilder, but I lost a little bit of respect for, you know, his emotions getting the best of him and not, you know, shaking hands with, with Ortiz. I just thought that was a little messed up. Oh, I see the man of the hour on the line. Y'all, hold on 1 second. It's about time. He's on. I wonder what. Well, I mean, Antonio, what kind of watch are you wearing tonight, bro?
I'm excuse my language, but I'm on nigga time.
Oh my God, really?
Hey,
really?
Antonio.
Antonio.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Antonio, this is E-Water, man. I got a question. The nigga time that you on, what's her name?
Nah, I'm tired, dude. I'm really on nigga time. You know what? I'm going to tell y'all something. Getting older, there's a problem with that because I think I remember stuff, but I don't remember.
And so, you got to take your nap.
The only thing is I looked at the phone and I saw, are you okay? And I said, oh, shoot.
I know, because you know what, I was about to go the other route and start being like bleep bleep, and then I said, you know what, I hope he's okay, to be honest with you, because you know that's not like him. He usually calls right on time.
I'm usually a man of my word and I do what I'm supposed to do. It's just I'm overwhelmed right now with so much work and just trying to do a one man show, and I got to start delegating and finding people that can help me. You know what I mean?
Antonio, this is Sean Inches Jackson, Slam Ball's greatest player. You know what I'm saying? Do movies, commercials. I just want to tell you that you have God that's going to help you out. And I just want to say congratulations of all your success. and the people that's attracted to you, and you keep doing what you're doing, and that's all I got to say, because when people come to you, all you do is open your hands, and you're like, God, and this touches them, and they come victorious. And I just want to congratulate for what you did to Abigail so much.
Yeah, you know, that was just like that was just something for people to recognize that God is real and all things can be done through him and should be done
yes.
through him, and we would have
yes.
more success and more victories. Unfortunately,
no.
we live in a world that is show me, tell me, but don't do it if I don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say
yeah.
it if
yeah.
I don't say it. I'm unfortunately,
yeah.
I try to walk the talk. Talk to talk, to walk to walk.
Yeah.
There's no misunderstanding.
Yeah.
That's why when y'all said, where you at, nigga, I'm not going to lie, I'm on nigga time. I forgot. Most people going to lie. They got some excuse.
No,
I believe if I just keep it real, hey, I deal with the consequences. I ain't afraid
yeah.
of the consequences.
Now, Antonio.
You know what?
Hold
on. I got to get this in real quick. I think I know
okay.
what happened. I think it's because you have an iPhone and the clock is probably off. That's probably what
it is. Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. You went through
it's
there with
that
the
iPhone thing.
You know, I ain't going to lie. I have an iPhone, and I was a droid.
Oh,
I'm going back to my door.
Antonio,
you went
I got
back
a question.
Droid?
I got another
joy,
but I ain't crossed over yet.
Antonio, I have a question for you. How did you and Abigail meet? Like, how did it happen? Like, how did you like? Okay, you know what? Either she was like, okay, because she don't speak English, and you do. So it's like, how did the introduction come between y'all two? And how did it become that, you know, did she know anything about you? Did she know anything about your book? Did she know anything about your skills of speed, power, timing? Like you said, timing is everything. Did she know any, like, you know what I'm saying?
No,
like, you know, like, you know how you, go ahead.
Go ahead. I know what.
Okay. Like, you know, I mean, like, you know how, you know, you get in the water, you know, you can get in the water, but, you know, I mean, some people can swim, but. Some people can't swim, but you just want to get in the water and just jump in it. You know what I mean? Like I know like how she just jumped. Like, how did she get to you?
One of my fighters,
you know,
Anthony Pretty Boy Taylor, was trying to, you know, do his usual hit, trying to hook up with her. She didn't speak English, so he got a little translator on the phone, and he uses me to get his chicks. So he tells her. I got the best coach in the world. You should come train with him if you're fighting Clarissa Shields. Well, she came in, and when she came in, she was very green. I said, oh, my God, they setting Clarissa up to get a knockout. I said, but we're going to throw a monkey wrench in there. I told her, don't tell nobody you're training here. We kept her camp private because I did not want them to be ready for what we were going to unleash. And guess what?
Mm.
They wasn't ready. Mm. When they found out
she was
training with me, they said, well, we knew she was training with you. We would never gave her the fight. Well, that I didn't know how to take that, so it almost got ugly because I didn't know how you meant that. Are you trying to be a asshole? Is that an indirect compliment? Like, what are you saying right now? But they were just giving me credit saying, like, look, you know, this fight game ain't what everybody think it is, and she wasn't meant to win. But unfortunately, you know, that Abigail girl, I gave her the tools, but she learned how to work those tools, and she worked her ass off. And when I say I told everybody she going to do an upset bet on her, she was a 3-1 underdog, 4-1 in the beginning, the odds changed by the time that fight came, and everybody realized that Antonio McKee was in this girl's corner. See, whether they want to give me credit or not for being the best MMA coach in the world, I really don't give a shit. I'm moving where God tells me to move. And
Amen.
You know, a lot of people say, well, they don't believe in God. Well, I'm moving where the positive energy tells me to go. I'm moving where the law of attraction tells me to go. So,
Antonio, how many weeks were you with her?
4 weeks. But it was 4 weeks of hell for her. Did you see her breathe
all? Understand, listeners, 4 weeks. If y'all don't get Antonio, y'all got problems.
No, I won't take it.
Yeah.
I only work with those.
I mean, they got to be dedicated. Go ahead, Antonio. I'm sorry.
I only work with those who have faith. And that faith don't got to be in me. But they got to have faith in themselves. And they got to be ready to put out what I'm trying to get them to do. A lot of times they leave and say, this is different. I ain't used to this. I don't see how this is going to help me. Exactly. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, walk out the door.
You ain't cut for this. The way I train, I like the underdog. I like the one everybody laughed at and said would never make it. Give me that. I like that one that's broken, that's emotionally a wreck, that's hurt, can't fight no more, can't function mentally, got to have drugs. Like, you got to have some adversity with you coming with me, because I don't understand my mommy and daddy got money, I'm wealthy, and, you know, I think I need to train like this. Oh, you can go on with that. I don't want nothing to do with you.
Let's dig deep, Antonio, because some of my folks, like listeners, know your story from you were on my show like a year and a half ago, and then about a year ago, you were on here when you were talking, you know, to Rodney. Solo and I were interviewing you with Rodney. We were talking about boxing versus MMA, which we were talking about a minute ago as well. But I want to dig deep. Like, can you share with our listeners that don't know your story, like, how you even got into, you know, you started out in wrestling. How you even got into the fight game?
Well, you know, I used to collect money for drug dealers. I was a guy that sold dope at 12 years old. I would go on missions and watch my in-laws murder and kill people and do dumb stuff. And I just grew real numb to what was going on in the real world because I was living in a world that was designed and created for thugs and criminals and gangsters and hustlers. So I didn't have a lot of emotional attachments. And, you know, we're looking at movie deals right now because the people that I ran with are dead now. The stories that I can tell, I can tell and back it up, and they can probably close some of the murder cases that went unsolved. But, you know, all I can say is I ain't supposed to be here, but I am here, which means I serve a purpose. And I found what my purpose was. You know, a lot of people are here, but they don't have a purpose, and they don't really enjoy being here. I wake up every day happy. I don't even like to sleep. I just want to get up and go work again. I love helping people, and, you know, I have to balance that with my wife, you know, considering I have a young wife, you know, and she's got to get her time and her quality time in and her emotional stuff in. So you just have to balance it, you know, and just get people to understand and just communicate. The biggest problem with most people is there's no communication. And then when there is communication, people go into their emotions. Don't talk to me emotionally. I don't want that. I want to do what's right.
Yes.
What's wrong. Let's fix that. Let's marinate on it. Because when you bring emotion, have you ever seen a woman emotional?
Yes.
We start thinking shit, twisting the story up, and we hear something other than what they're saying. We hear what we want to hear. We start justifying what we're doing is right and it's wrong. So for me, I was lucky enough to grow up, and I had to be emotionless because the things that I saw, the things that I endured, the things that I had to deal with, the molestation, the boys home, the drowning, the mental abuse, the isolation, the seclusion room, the restraints. Like, shit, when I talk to people about what I went through, they go, there's no way. So, you know, me and my wife, we have a plan. That as I get older, if I regress back into my childhood, that can be really dangerous, and it can be where it's not safe. So what I told her was, put me away. Remember me for who I was when I was right in the mind. But God told me that as long as you're serving me, you ain't going to have those issues. So you know what?
Amen.
I have been a favorite servant since. You know, I had a problem with them women. I love women. 5-6 at a time. Didn't matter. 10, 20, 30. It didn't matter to me. I just like women. I made a commitment that if God gave me and blessed me with a good woman, I would be a good man of God, and I would lead her to him, and I did just that with my wife, and I've been on point ever since. And I've had
Amen.
So, I'm real big in prophecy. You know, I knew Abby was going to win. Y'all don't know Abby's story, or do you know Abby's story about her grandfather dying, and he was like her dad? Like, there's so much going on in this situation, but at the same time, she was hurting. And I was there. I didn't want to go to her fight. I said, I'm not going, Abby. And she called me, and she, you know, did a little text. And she said, Coach, I feel like I need you there to protect me.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that. She said that. I showed up with boots. What's happening?
Yeah.
Let's get it, baby. And you know what?
Yeah,
I didn't understand. I'm thinking it's a physical thing, but it was a spiritual battle that she was dealing with.
Spiritual. Yes.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And once I did that, I gave that girl a hug, and I said, don't you worry. You fight the way we train. You're going to win this fight. And she
mm-hmm.
did just that.
And that was that. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw it, man. I saw that. Yes. Wow, Antonio. That's deep.
Yeah,
that's very deep.
Unbelievable. You know, but you have this spiritual touch, too, with your training that I want to tap into that we kind of talked about in the last show. And to me, it's really magical because you don't just train. And really that connection that you have with your fighter is so critical. I've had, like, 12 coaches in my career, like, just in boxing, right? And I just got to share this with you, Antonio, because I don't think I've ever shared this with you. But I had, like, 12 coaches, and I had a real big dream, you know, a huge dream. And I got disappointment, you know. So when I interview fighters, and when I was working with Rodney going to Tijuana every month, you know, helping boxers with their nutrition, losing weight the proper way, not just starving themselves and making weight, right, but eating to be able to perform, and marketing for boxing, and just kind of getting back in that sense instead of the training side, kind of being more in the business side. It really warmed my heart, and I felt like when Rodney passed away, a part of me just died again because it felt like, you know, it's like, you know, I'm living kind of vicariously through all these people that I interview and the coaches and all of that. And I'm saying this from my heart because I've never really shared this with you, but it, like, I really had a huge dream with boxing. And, you know, called out Layla, and I was very, very serious. And I wanted to fight her, and there was a big story around that. And it ended up moving my career and blessing me with such an amazing situation that I couldn't turn down. I became a spokesmodel and modeled and got more money probably doing that than I would have, you know, fighting. So I made a lot of money doing that at the time. It was a good move for me. But I'm going to tell you, trainers are so critical, and especially with females. We deal with a lot, you know, a lot of men try to get at you when you train, but also just a lot of guys don't take the women seriously, or they'll pit them in stupid matches at the gym, everybody to watch, and, oh, girl, fight. You know, there's a lot of silly stuff that happens, and I've been through the ringer with that, you know. So for me to interview somebody amazing like you, your son, Abby, Johnny, all the boxers, all the people in the business, Rodney, it's really truly a blessing, and it lights me up and really excites me because it's something that's a big passion of mine. So I just want to, you know, thank you for enlightening so many people. You've touched a lot of lives even through my show because I'm getting texts right now as we speak, like, Antonio is amazing. You know, I want to meet him someday. He's so inspirational, your story. So I want to ask you, like, what is it that you bring to the table with your fighters and tapping into their emotions, like Abby, when she's going through something? How do you get people to get out of their emotions and be able to execute in the ring?
Well, to me, I just feel it. I just feel it. You know what I mean? I pray on it. I feel it. I believe people have gifts. Some people are gifted athletes, some people are gifted writers, some people are gifted spiritually, some people are gifted, you know, being able to prophesy. What I believe personally is that we all can have a gift from God, and it's in the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's knowing who he is and receiving that spiritual connection. That there, if you haven't experienced it, and I talked to people who are atheists, and I questioned if even I was, there was a God because of what I had been through as a child. I'm innocent. Why do I have to be treated like this? Why did I have to be molested? Why? I had so many questions why. But when I look at how strong I am today, I realized that he knew that I was strong enough to deal with it because he had something great for me, and he was going to bless me with a gift to help others. And he knew that I could be the one that could actually go through all that and understand and then help people. So for me, mm-hmm. I just believe I'm just gifted. I'm gifted in that regards to understanding human behavior, human emotion. I don't have it, but I love unconditionally. But you would never see me like crying. My mother passed away. There was no tears. People were like, why aren't you crying? This makes no sense. But I'm like, cry for what? My mother's no longer here. Even if my kids were to die, what would I be crying about? I don't understand. Like, my kids are not here anymore. I'm happy they're no longer here. They're not suffering. This was a this stuff that we're living through right now. This is a tragedy for a lot of people, but for me,
mm-hmm.
it's not a tragedy. It's an opportunity for me to reveal how real God is. And I know I don't. I mean, I'm not. If you really know me, you'd think I was walking around with a Bible in my hand every day by listening to me talk. But I'm not. I'm the guy that will say, mm-hmm. shit, damn, fuck. Oh, well, who gives a fuck? But that's not what's going to classify who I am as a person. You watch the way I move. I move smooth, and I move righteously. You know what I mean? And my job is
yeah.
to help mm-hmm. and help and help. And I don't care if it's my enemy. I had my enemy sleeping with my wife, and I still helped him. Gave him money when he was hungry. Gave him a place to live when he had no place to live. And the whole time he said, it didn't bother me. Now, most people would have went to jail for murder for that. But I saw who he was outside of his fleshly activity. So, you know, for me, I just believe in staying in alignment, keeping balance. Everything has to be with balance. I can help anybody with
yeah.
any problem. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I love
yeah,
that
man.
About you, is that you're so grounded. I mean, so many people kind of get a hot head, big head, you know, that, you know, when they do things at the level that you're doing things. I mean, you know, you're friends personally with some huge celebrities that are multimillionaires, grounded. You pick up the phone, you answer the phone, you ask how somebody's doing, and you really care about what they have to say. And it just says a lot about you as a person. You know what I mean? You're real. I've never heard you not be real. Just every time I talk to you, it's like you always keep it real. You're always you. And I love that and have mad respect for that. You know, you always kept it real. And I think that you're being blessed because you are keeping it real and because of your faith with God. And he can move mountains. He can do things that we never – sometimes we have a plan, and God's up there. I feel like he's laughing, going, man, really? He's like, I got a way better one. I'm going to let you go ahead and think that you know, but I'm going to box that because I'm going to give you something better. So he has a plan, and you know, it's just amazing to hear you speak about that. And I understand that you have a book. You mentioned that in the last show, right? Can you tell everybody about your book that you wrote?
It's really a book about life, but for athletes, let me tell you something. First of all, if you're a fighter, you got a different edge. You move differently. For you to get in a ring and mm-hmm. the object is to beat the crap out of each other or hurt and induce bodily harm till the ref pulls you off or you knock them out cold, you're wired different. Now, for those who don't understand it, would say you're crazy, you got anger issues, you got some type of issues, they're absolutely right. There is some issues, and this is how we're going to deal with our issues. But what about those who get up every morning and they go to work and they have a boss that tells them what to do, what time to come to work, what they can do, write them up, you know, degrade them as people? How do you deal with that? I can't deal with that. I've knocked his damn head off. So
mm-hmm.
I think everybody, you know, they need to get in where they fit in and don't really judge people for where they don't fit in. Just have an understanding that I couldn't do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I'd sock that guy right in his nose. So thank the heavens above for the fight game, because I would probably be dead or in jail if I didn't have to deal with these type of fighters, if I wasn't a fighter myself.
Mm.
Wow.
That's a good point.
Real. That's deep. Mm-hmm. I heard you mention too earlier about balance. Because you are a fighter, first off, you're a fighter. And, you know, you're a trainer and you're a gym owner and you own businesses and you're a husband and you're a father. Like, how do you manage life? Like you said, like, I know you called me at like 5:30 or 6 in the morning before. I was like, what are you doing? And you're bouncing off the walls. I was like, oh my gosh, Antonio. But you told me I wake up like this every day. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what the heck? Like, how do you balance everything? And do you ever get tired?
I do get tired, but it's usually from depression. It's usually from I'm dealing with something and it's draining me, or it's a family member, you know. Not too much can get me like that. But, again, I put a lot of mental into everything that I do. I mean, I'm breaking down everything, and it's kind of sick. Like, I'm obsessed with perfection. I'm obsessed with winning, making better, break. If it's broke, let me fix it. I'll figure a way no matter what. I'm just a different person, you know, and it is what it is. And I don't try to change anybody to be me, because I realize I'm different. I'm special. I'm special in the eyes that I can take on 10 projects in one time and function. You give me one project, I'll fail miserably. I can't do it. So to those who can do that one project and focus, I take my hat off to them, because I can't do it. I'm not designed to do that. So, and I think people need to learn self. Everyone's always trying to imitate somebody else. I could give a shit about what other people are trying to do that I'm not doing. I'm going to focus on me being the best me that I can be. And then you find, you know, a sense of awareness that heightens all the other things about yourself. Because as a black man, and I'm not trying to go into the race card, but as a black man, I have no identity for real. My last name is McKee. That's Irish. My grandfather was sold for $36. He must have been a pretty big, buff black slave, because $36 was a lot of money for a slave back then. And he traveled over through the Mayfair slave transportation, I guess landed in Baltimore, Maryland. And from Baltimore, Maryland, things got scattered, and we went even further down to the southern part of Dayton, Ohio, and then to Nashville, Tennessee. So I tracked my lineage, and I was so confused because I didn't know who I was. I just wanted an identity. I wanted to know, quote, I don't have one. So I found these superheroes to be. I want to be like Superman. I want to be like Spider-Man. Like, think about this stuff. Think about how we program our kids. Now, imagine if my plan was to break your family roots down. I'll create these characters. I'll make all these characters white. And then every time they deal with another character that's not anything white, we're going to paint this character to be evil or bad or good and not good. And we're going to let the white character always win. So I'm like, why do I not like being black? This is crazy. The Long Ranger, Kemosabe, dumb one, Tonto. Kemosabe, great white one. He would always come to the rescue. Tarzan, he runs the whole jungle, tells all the monkeys and all the Negroes in Africa what to do, and he beats them up, and he speaks, and he runs to Africa. What the hell? I don't want to be black. Why? Because they don't show positive images of who I am. I don't know who my father is. And if I did know, he's dead now, and he didn't raise me. My mother struggled to raise me as a mother. That's why I was subject to all the stuff that I was subject to. So I want people to understand the walk. Before you judge or say anything, understand my walk. That passion bleeds into sports. That passion bleeds into being a good husband. That passion bleeds into being a good father, to being a good mentor. We all have it. It's just because of ego, we don't explore it. No, I ain't that. Look, man, I tell you what, I do have an ego, but it ain't going to happen today.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't believe how many things that I just flow right through. And for a woman, you know, us men, we don't even understand the woman. We think it's about getting and penetrating and hitting. No, she wants to connect with you emotionally, spiritually. She wants you to lead her to that highest level that she can get to, and that's when you guys are together and you're working as a unit. There is no other sensation that a man can give a woman to that woman to feel fulfilled. That's why I tell everybody laughing. I said, well, I only got 2 to 5 minutes. You know, most of the time I'm done in 2 minutes. Oh, what? Well, any woman that needs more than 2 minutes, if you've done the affectionate thing with her and you took her through the process, 2 minutes is more than enough, because guess what? She ain't even tripping on that. It was the stuff that led up to that. And so, you know, being a womanizer that I was back in my younger time, I was way advanced for a 23, 26, 27-year-old. I slept with 34, 42, 36-year-old women. I young girls couldn't do anything with me. I make them suicidal. So, I mean, I just want to now help women that, one, have fatherly issues. There's so many women, and I tell men all the time, look, guys, you guys need to be responsible for these women. You say it's not my fault, it's not my fault, but if you have a penis and you have a child and that child happens to be a woman, it is your responsibility, because one, even though the mother ain't right, so what? Still, be a dad. Sometimes you got to bite on your tongue and take it. Be a dad, because you got guys like I used to be, and I was able to be everybody's daddy because I made them feel good, and they didn't care if I had somebody else. It was the way I made them feel. It's just like a pimp who's got a fine chick and he's got her out horn. And we trying to figure out, how did he get such a fine-ass bra? He got her mentally. And mentally, she thrives on the emotion. She doesn't even pay attention to the fact that she's having sex with men for money. It's when he makes love to her. That's her feel-good. And so he manipulates her mentally, emotionally, with the physical part of her body. And I always tell men, y'all ain't ready for a woman. A woman will wear your ass out. You can't do nothing to a woman. Are you out of your mind? You can't even naturally stay. You can't even actually, a man can't even ejaculate more. The average man can't ejaculate more than twice. Any man is ejaculating more than 4, 5, 6 times in a session, he's on some drugs. Or if he's staying
corrected. Antonio.
That's wrong.
Look at you done went from boxing to, I got to bring you back on track. I love
it,
you, man. I got to bring you back on track, man.
Bring
I mean,
you know,
I got to bring you back on track.
All right, what you
want to
talk about now?
I mean, I want to bring you back on track. Well, I just want to know, there's something critical that I've always want to ask you. Like, what inspires you? Because you inspire so many people, all the fighters that you work with. You know, you are bringing out the best in them, because all of a sudden you got this contagious win vibe going on, win-itis going on, because everybody around you is winning. So how do you get inspired?
Tammy, this is nothing new. We have been winning since day one. Go back and look at Google Body Shop and Google all the fighters that are on it. We've been winning and winning and winning and winning since day one. It's just I came so harsh that no one could promote it, because, I mean, you're talking about a black man that's outspoken and kicking all this truth. We don't want people knowing about this kid. This man is talking crazy. And I was. Like I said, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And I was saying it wrong. What I was saying was correct, but it was the way I was saying it that made it bad.
But what inspires you? Like, what moves you? Like, what, you know, everybody has a downtime. Like you said, sometimes depression will set in with you. What lifts you back up? How do you get back on your feet? Like, what inspires you?
Man, let me tell you, when I start praying, I get this feeling that I can't even understand. And I just get happy and sad. I'm crying 1 second, and the next minute, I feel like I can pick up the world and throw it across the universe. It's just, I don't know what it is. It's the spirit, I guess.
I know what it is. I know what it is. I know what it is. It's God. As it says in 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith, not by sight. The Lord is my strength, my light. Who shall I fear? No man. He is my salvation. That's mine.
There you go. But see, I try sometimes not to make everything about God, because that turns some people away, especially those who backslide. They don't want to hear about that. They're scared.
They need to hear it. They need to hear it.
Yeah,
because he is our salvation.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, so what's next for you, Antonio? You got a lot of things on your plate right now, and I know you're trying to delegate, and it's hard because you know it. When you got strength is in numbers, you have a strong team, but you need to delegate, which is tough.
Look,
because it's hard to find people that you trust that are on the same level as you, right? But what is your next move? Yeah.
Tammy, it's only hard when you're distracted. I don't have distractions. I'm not out in the clubs partying. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I'm focused. I'm focused and making every second of my day count. Sometimes I like to play video games on my phone, Words with Friends, and brain games because I'm always forgetting shit, like I'm forgetting the interview. But for the most part,
I'm going to stay grounded. I'm going to by the way.
Or maybe on nigga time.
Yeah, you know, but that's not.
I'm
going to
kick your butt on that one. We won't go in the octagon because we love from Abby and Carissa. We're not going to go in the octagon. We're going to ring.
Look, it don't matter where we at. I'm going to give it to you.
Man.
The question is, can you handle it?
Man.
Oh, man.
All I need,
I can do the Jackie Chan. Just one move. Boom. Done. Game over. I respect that. You know, it's what moves you is everything. And, you know, when you plant your feet on the ground on a solid foundation, then everything will grow, right? And what I really admire is your strength, your perseverance, your confidence, but not overconfidence. You just believe in yourself and you help others tap into their gifts and believing in themselves as well. So I thank you so much for being on my show tonight. We're running out of time right now. But I really sincerely thank you for being, you know, on my show. Actually, one last question. What is your next move? Like, you didn't say what your next move is. You're skirting around my question here. What is your next move? Like, your next fight?
You know, I'm trying to be private all the time. I don't like knowing people knowing certain things. I can't stand social media. But, you know, my next move is Cyborg. Chris Cyborg is fighting next Saturday. And then I have a show that you guys are more than welcome to come out to November the 13th, which is Saturday, which I fly back in 9:30 in the morning. My show is at 6:00 Saturday, the same day. Cyborg fights the day before, Friday, in Florida. So I'm flying back out to Florida. Then when I get back, AJ's camp is probably going to start training. He's getting ready to fight in January to defend that belt. And I've got about 13 fighters fighting, you know, all around. Like I said,
where are you residing? Do you reside in Florida or you reside in Vegas?
No, I live in California.
Where in California?
He's in Long Beach.
Oh, you're in LBC? Oh man, I'm coming to mess with you, Antonio. I'm already one, but it's okay.
Well, I'm gonna treat you like that's what I'm saying. I treat everybody like a celebrity. I treat Chuck Liddell the same way as I treat a bum on the street.
Hey, now by you saying Chuck Liddell, now I have a real good friend of that used to manage Chuck Liddell. His name is Jervis Cove. Have you heard him?
No.
Okay.
But I trained Chuck and caught a lot of static for that. Everybody was pissed off at Chuck for coming and training with me, but when Chuck seen what I was doing, Chuck was like, I need this. This guy's something different.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you guys in just a second. We're going to get cut off in 2 seconds. I just want to let everyone know my next show is in 2 weeks. They follow Antonio online on IG at Antonio McKee. Also follow me at Reef119 and follow my boy Sean Inches Jackson, and that's S-E-A-N, Inches Jackson. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. Have a blessed and safe evening. Until next time.
Always, Antonio. E.
All right, man.